Isbatrostat taken at 12 EDKG on patient Beverly Brown on 10/9/2024. Mrs. Brown performed a 12 EDKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes are normal. Period T wave is normal. Period of pattern of compression was okay. Next. Brain post bronchodilator spirometry report on Jimmy Christine Dement. This goes to Dr. I'm sorry, Lorena Mauney, FNP. On 10/9/2024, Mrs. Dement performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with minimal impairment in flow rates. Period. The air velocity index was less than one. Period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was about 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/18/2024, there's been no significant change. Period. In the pattern of compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Marjorie Chodakoff. This goes to Dr. Bulcoop. On 10/9/2024, Mrs. Chodakoff performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with no significant change after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/9/2024, there's been no significant change. Period. In pattern of compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kathy Sneed. This goes to Dr. Strickland. On 10/9/2024, Mrs. Sneed performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate impairment in flow rates. Period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of airways obstruction with persistent moderate reduction of forced vital capacity. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/17/2024, there's been improvement in flow rates. Period. In pattern of compression, moderate restriction with reversible airways obstruction, showing some improvement. Next is a six-minute walk test on Nancy Chomel, CHOMEL. This goes to D. Cobb, COBB, NP. On 10/9/2024, Mrs. Chomel performed a six-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, her glomerular saturation was 98%. Period. Patient walked 463 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 97%. Period. In pattern of compression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Raymond McQuaid. This goes to Comwell Health. On 10/9/2024, Mr. McQuaid performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with significant change after bronchodilators. Period. The air velocity index was less than one. Period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/10/2024, there's been no significant change. Period. In pattern of compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Jane McQuaid. This goes to Dr. Kenneth Ford. On 10/9/2024, Mrs. McQuaid performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was no airways obstruction. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of forced vital capacity without any other significant change. In the paragraph compared to a study dated 10/8/2023, there's been improvement. Period. In pattern of compression, normal study showing improvement compared to prior study. Next, six-minute walk test on Jeanetta Kirby. This goes to Dr. Eisenhauer. On 10/9/2024, Mrs. Kirby performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 95%, period. Patient walked 426 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period, of HAGRAF impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Tamika Prentice. This goes to the VA on 10/9/24. Mrs. Prentice performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the only two bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with minimal impairment in flow rates, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow with continued moderate reduction of forced vital capacity, period. Compared to prior study dated 6/19/24, there's been improvement in flow rates, period. New paragraph compression, moderate restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing some improvement, period. Thank you.